This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello, welcome in, listeners. Jumping on now, Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans, also WAAF, Boston's rock station, and our friends at Big Dog 97.9 in Joplin, Missouri. Big show for you today. The head chef is in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has every state's favorite frozen foods. Noah Sherlock is coming up. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
And we still have Samantha on the line. Samantha, I believe you are on question three. Is that correct?
I think so.
I don't know why I'm trusting you. You haven't gotten any right. How would you know? All right. Here is your question, Samantha. How many dice are used to play the game Yahtzee?
Oh, six.
Oh, five.
Oh, I was so confident.
I know.
We know.
I know.
We know.
I felt bad having to let you down.
That's okay.
I like your style, though.
Give it an extra. Board.
Hey.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. You just got yourself a Men's Room members only question. This is a question where the answer is one of the members of the Men's Room radio show. I will ask you a question. All of these are true. We want to know which member of this radio program do you believe is the correct answer. In this case, excluding Wobbin, who's the only member of the show not to be a Boy Scout?
Mike?
What?
Oh, Mike is an Eagle Scout.
Mike was Mike went as far in Boy Scouts as you can go.
All that work for nothing.
I'm sorry, Mike. I mean,
you come off as the least likely. Believe it or not, the correct answer would be our very own Ted Smith.
Yeah.
I was, I joined Boy Scouts. This is true. And like, I guess you're a tenderfoot is what they call you when you get in, right? So I'm a Boy Scout, and we did our first camping trip. I'm not going into all the specifics, but eventually we were supposed to eat dehydrated tuna fish and some other stuff, whatever. But it was just stuff that did not appeal to me or my buddy Brad. So we brought along, like, Cheetos and Fritos and all this. And we're trying to sneak him in our tent. And a kid who is now a grown man and shall remain nameless, he narked us out. All right, so we...
What, you're not allowed to eat?
No, we weren't allowed to bring all that stuff.
Oh.
Right. So we ended up having to wash all the pans and everything. But because the other people in our troop knew that that was going to be the case, they made it a point to burn everything. So basically, we had a long night scrubbing these goddamn pots and pans because we brought Cheetos. And we were pissed. Ooh, I almost said his name. Pissed off at this kid. So we zipped him up in a sleeping bag, put him in a canoe, and pushed him into the middle of a lake until the next morning. Turns out, the scout leaders frowned on this. In particular, his father, who was one of the assistant scoutmasters.
Oh, yeah.
It was an awkward trip. And we were removed from the Boy Scouts.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I never got my chance to be in. Otherwise, I'm sure I would have been an Eagle Scout, just like Mike.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I went to one meeting. They were like, we're going to go camping. I was like, out.
Damn, that was it?
Yeah.
It's the only reason I joined. Went camping once. I got kicked out. All right, here is your next question. What is the Earth's largest continent? What is the Earth's largest continent?
Antarctica?
Asia. You are correct, Asia. Followed by Africa.
I was going to say Asia, but I thought Antarctica was larger.
All right, I'm confident you're going to know the answer to this. It's not a judgment call. I'm not saying anything about your character. Vodka and coffee liqueur make what cocktail?
Is it called a white Russian?
It would be a black Russian.
Yeah. Because you got to add milk to make it a white Russian, right?
I mean, they make it easy, man. You add cream for the white Russian, coffee liqueur, the black Russian.
I was watching the original Naked Gun, I think, the other day, and he ordered a Black Russian. It's just a dude. But as a child, it didn't seem that funny. But as an adult, I'm like, God damn, that's good.
It's so stupid.
So good.
All right. Your question, true or false, Egypt has more pyramids than any other country in Africa?
False.
Okay.
Believe it or not, the Sudan has more pyramids than Egypt.
You just don't hear as much about them.
You never hear about that. Maybe they're not as big, but they have more.
Okay. All right. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Scott.
Oh, hello. Sorry.
Hola.
Hola.
Scott, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, clean, and bird, man.
All right, Scott. Scott, you got to watch a romantic comedy all the way through. Will it be Four Weddings and a Funeral, Pretty Woman, The Notebook, or When Harry Met Sally?
No, seen them all except The Notebook. I'm not into Sam. That sucks. So I'll go Four Weddings and a Funeral.
All right. Hugh Grant gets a vote by the
way. Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Man, oh, man. People seem shocked that I was a Boy Scout. Throws a Boy Scout? I didn't see that coming. Thrill. You need to elaborate on your Boy Scout experience. I won't finish the rest of that, but yeah. So, listen, I was a Boy Scout for like 3 weeks. I got kicked out. That part should not surprise you, but yes, I was a Boy Scout for a very, very limited engagement. I will say this in defense of my time in the Boy Scouts. I was a Boy Scout, Miles, longer than you were a student at BKU.
Oh, well, but I was also a student. Okay, let me ask you this question.
All right.
You both got fired.
Did you tell your parents what happened?
I didn't have to.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because the Boy Scouts had no problem filling that in with them guessing that I might not be entirely forthcoming about why I'm asked not to come back.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And like I said, when it is the son of one of the Scoutmasters, it turns out that makes the problem even worse.
So did he go talk to your parents?
I'm not exactly sure how it all went down, but my parents were informed, and then they informed me that they had been informed.
Okay.
And these were great times in the Hill household. Let me tell you.
That sounds like one of those trips. I remember once being on a football team. We got back, and basically the coach got off the bus, and I told all the parents how bad everybody had been. By the time you got off the bus, it was over.
It was bad. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And look, yes, I saw the error of my ways. But at the time, we were pissed. We didn't like this kid. God, I'm trying
probably
hard
as bad as
thing.
When I got kicked out of Vacation Bible School.
Right. I mean, there's just things where people feel like you shouldn't be kicked out, you know? To me, it's like a kid's bucket list.
God damn. My buddy's mom was even more pissed.
Ah, funny how that goes. All right, here is your question. What island was Wonder Woman born on?
No idea.
Puerto Rico.
No idea.
Yes, Puerto Rico.
Also known as Paradise Island.
Oh. Which is located in the Bahamas, technically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on! I am Wonder Woman. All right, a dog by the name of Laika. Laika or Laika. Was the first dog to do what?
The first dog in space.
Yeah. Nice. Does have a very Russian name, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
That's what I'm assuming it was.
That. What are other dogs famous for being first on? I mean, besides the comments section.
I think first dog in space is a big deal.
Yeah, but he's saying, like, as far as dog first, right?
Like, is there a first dog that, like, discovered America?
The first dog. Like, 200 years before Columbus. I mean,
there are dogs that have discovered dinosaur bones. There are dogs.
Do you know their name?
No, but they've
done
great things.
Point. Yeah. Like, as far as dogs go, this is, like, the only thing that they can do. They're the first that, and now it doesn't matter.
There are dogs that have covered state territories just to get back home.
Then what's their name?
They're dogs that ride trains
in
Russia.
What's their name?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't.
But it's Russia.
But who was?
You already have a space dog. You think subway riding dog impresses anyone?
Maybe there's a dog aboard a ship that sailed around the world.
First dog to sail around the world. Eaten. I'm telling you, back in the day.
Yeah, probably.
What happened to our dog? He's in my belly. All right, who the hell do we want to talk to now? Oh, hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy. Hola. Ryan, you sober or not sober?
I am channeling my inner Doug Benson.
So not sober.
I am not sober.
All right, Ryan. Men's room poll, pick a romantic comedy to watch. Four Weddings and a Funeral, Pretty Woman, The Notebook, or When Harry Met Sally.
Let's give Hugh Grant another vote.
All right. Four weddings and a funeral this.
Let's see. Some people are chiming in. Wow. A lot of people saying, we forgot about Air Bud, first dog to play basketball.
Oh, yeah. Air Bud.
A lot of people are bringing up Air Bud. I guess Air Bud deserves
what
it, too.
What did Beethoven do?
Beethoven.
Beethoven was just a giant dog in a movie with Charles Grodin.
Yeah, but what did he do? Yeah. But the movie was named after him.
Correct. Well,
he's a
you know,
dog.
They didn't want him at first, dude.
They won their hearts.
He did, and then he had a litter.
He had a litter?
Or he made it with somebody.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Made it?
He made it. I made a litter.
I hope tonight I get to make it with you.
Hey, honey, you want to make a litter?
Want to mate?
Yeah.
Want to fornicate?
I'm not here looking for a mate. I'm looking to mate.
That's what.
That would be. I'm don't say
litter.
That.
I'm going litter making. I'll be back later.
Oh, you like that one? We made a litter of them. I know how to make twins.
I got two-headed sperm from drinking the lead-tainted water. All right. Here's a question. Confirmed by a vote of 54 to 45, who was just named America's new attorney general?
Oh, wasn't that dude that, man, Kavanaugh's a judge.
That is correct.
Oh.
This is like fresh off
the best draft beer in America, and I'm going to go with Budweiser.
Was it something Wood?
William Burr?
Burr? So what's his name?
Not William Burr.
William
Barr.
Barr.
Like all Roseanne.
Right, Barr. Oh, all right.
William
Barr. I'm sure I'll catch up eventually. Oh, no, I was close. I was one letter off.
Ah, Lewis and Clark apparently had a dog, and the dog had its own book, people tell me.
Get out of here.
What is the goddamn dog's name, right?
Oh, you know who we're forgetting is Benji.
What was it the first dude?
Major motion picture star?
What did last
do we?
What about Rin Tin Tin? Sorry, I'm way off.
Who's right. First? Last year, Rin Tin Tin. One of them was right. The first. Or Rin is it Toto? Does Toto qualify as the first dog movie? It wasn't about him, right? But he was a major part of the movie. I got to say, Toto, in my mind, to be the first cinematic superstar
but
dog.
But Rin Tin Tin was black and white.
He was black, yep.
So you got to remember, when The Wizard of Oz was made, it was made right at the point where color came in.
You could do it. Man, we got to look.
But
I'm
Rin Tin
Toto.
Tin is a legend, dude. He was a massive star in Hollywood. I want to say he was in World War I or something. I'm not even kidding. Rin Tin Tin is a legend.
He's a legend.
You guys could say Cujo is the first horror movie dog.
That's possible.
We have to think
hang on the line for us. Hang on the line
right,
for us.
We'll
first horror movie
here.
Dog, Cujo. Yeah, we need to look this up.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999. Ola, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Silicon head chef in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has every state's favorite frozen food. Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up after the game known as Big Dummy. Speaking of, we have Ryan on the line. He's playing for Team Not Sober. And Ryan, I believe you're working on question number three.
Ryan, are you ready for your question? By the way, Ted, real quick, we were talking about the Laika, the dog, first dog to go into space.
Oh, yeah, correct.
What are the significant achievements? We agreed the first cinematic superstar dog in cinema. Like, that's something. I thought it was Toto. You said Rin Tin Tin.
Legend.
It is, in fact, Rin Tin Tin.
It is.
Rin Tin Tin.
That's right.
Massive, massive star.
I got to give a shout out to Drunk History Show, or Drunk History. Great show on Comedy Central, and, like, that's how I have all that Rin Tin Tin knowledge.
Rin Tin Tin was a boozer.
No. People get drunk on the show and tell you something specific about history. Yeah. But he went all through Rin Tin Tin.
Who, by the way, the Jason Statham of his time. All right, here's your question. What river is located along the southern border of Texas?
Oh,
The girls that are leaving will never forget.
Is it the Rio Grande?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
Big Dummy is the game. 844-999-OLA. Who's our next big contestant? Or who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Get on down here.
He's our next big contestant.
Who's our big contestant going to play this little game?
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, Nicola.
Hola. Katie, are you sober or not sober?
Unfortunately, sober and trying to dig myself out of a parking spot.
Oh, good times, Katie. All right, our men's room poll. Pick a romantic comedy to watch. Four Weddings and a Funeral, Pretty Woman, The Notebook, or When Harry Met Sally?
I'm going to go with Four Weddings.
How many of those movies have you seen?
Probably three out of four. I don't think I've seen the last one.
When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah, I know it's an older one.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly why you probably haven't.
All right, here is your question.
I bet you old guys like it.
Mm-hmm. There's one scene we all like. All right, here's your question. Of the seven colors of the rainbow, which is in the middle?
Green.
Oh, wow. Katie, all right. Unbelievable. Well done, nice man. Job. All right. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Why'd you guys seem so shocked, brother?
I don't think that I had a clue. Geez. I mean, there are seven different colors you could pick from, and to hit it like that, I think it's pretty lucky. Either that or you know what the hell you're talking about.
I had no idea.
Okay. All right.
So I was just suppressed.
Hello, Freddie. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Freddie.
Hello, Freddie.
What's up,
Joel? Hola. Freddie, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, sober Freddie, welcome to the show. All right, Freddie, men's room poll. You got to watch a rom-com. Will it be Four Weddings and a Funeral, Pretty Woman, The Notebook, or When Harry Met Sally?
It'll be The Notebook.
Notebook. Right now, Four Weddings and a Funeral in the lead as far as our contestants.
That surprises me, so I'm telling you, The Notebook, funniest movie you'll ever see.
If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, you can vote on the men's room poll to pick that romantic comedy.
All right, here's your question. What is the more common name for the disease known as varicella? I would almost guarantee you've had this disease.
Chicken pox?
Oh, two one-and-dones in a row.
Damn.
What do you think about somebody as an adult that hasn't had chicken pox because they were inoculated?
I think that they are much younger than me.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
They're like your age.
There was no cure for chickenpox at our age.
I don't know if you can go back.
My buddy's 45.
Right.
He never had him because he said he got euthanized.
Not euthanized.
Oh, wait, no wonder
he did not get euthanized.
He's dead.
Jesus.
Vaccinated.
Henry didn't get it.
Much different. Yeah. I wrote the wrong thing on the slip.
Well, also, he might think he got vaccinated, but it doesn't matter because it's pretty much been eradicated. So even if he didn't get vaccinated,
it's
never
still around, though. Because here's the thing. As I understand it anyway, like at our age group, they did not have the vaccination. So we got sent to play with some kid who had it.
Sure.
Right? That's how generally it was done. A little girl down the street had it. Me and my brother to play with her. Our life turned to S for like the next 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know in what year they started inoculating against it, but I was unaware. I just assumed it was still something kids went through. But when my kids were born, part of their inoculation packet was the chicken pox. And frankly, it pissed me off because I felt like they should have to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep giving my buddy a hard time. I'm like, yeah, you are so bougie.
All I wanted
to
do
is... you never had chicken pox?
All I wanted to do was the same thing my mom and dad said to me. Don't pick that scab!
All you want to do is pick. Now,
it'll leave a mark.
Here's my thing, and I never remember which way it goes. So as far as shingles go, and anyone who ever had shingles says it is the worst thing to go through, right? Is it because... as an adult, you did not have chicken pox as a kid, or that you did?
I can't remember. That's what I think. Isn't chicken shingles like adult chicken pox?
Essentially, yeah.
That's what I keep telling them. Like, you're going to get shingles, dude.
You're going to get
shingles.
Man, you'd rather have chicken
pox. I'm glad we can't see that stuff, like you know, like on a shelf or something. Like, oh, don't go over there.
Right.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
It's still Nick.
Oh, still Nick. Hold on, Nick.
He's being patient.
I forgot you were there, Nick. My bad. Sorry, man.
Oh, no, it's not Nick. Jesus Christ. My bad. Okay. My bad. I spaced on that. It is Brett. Hello, Brett. Welcome to the men's room.
We haven't even had a contestant named Nick.
He's called Tommy.
Hello, Brett. How are you? Hola.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Brett, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober. Brett, welcome to the show. All right, our men's room poll.
Damn, I thought Mike was going to actually put my name out there as Little Bubba. I'm staying with the cold last time about the fencing.
Oh, okay. Pick a romantic comedy to watch. Four Weddings and a Funeral, Pretty Woman, The Notebook, or When Harry Met Sally.
Notebook. That's the only one I could actually stand.
All right. And it is hilarious. Am I right?
Yes, you are damn right.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Here's your question. What volatile oil is distilled from pine wood? Volatile oil.
What does volatile mean, I wonder?
Flammable. I don't know. Pine oil?
Turpentine is the answer to that, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I would never have guessed that.
That's why I asked you. These questions, by the way, that last one I just asked from courtesy of listener Eric, who submitted a few this way.
Oh, on you, Eric.
That's right. You tell him, Brett.
Now, here's another one from Eric. What word, starting with the letter S, describes a winding, twisting road resembling a snake?
Sorry, what was the first letter?
S.
S?
S. Like Steve, Savior, Saturday.
Yeah, like a, okay, so S is in Steve and a winding, twisting road.
Yeah. Steve. Your voice is so beautiful. I love it. We
like, just... whether it be a road or whether it be a hiking trail?
It both. Can be a hiking, yes, either both. One. Either
oh,
one.
You know this man.
Kato.
And it makes
oh,
it...
Oh, dude, it's a switchback.
Boom.
No.
Oh!
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Serpentine.
Just like earth, wind, and fire.
I thought serpentine was like a belt on a car.
Say what?
I thought serpentine was a serpentine belt on a car.
A bump? I've never heard
a
that
serpentine
before.
Belt?
I mean, a belt would be
I mean,
serpentine.
Yeah, the serpentine belt in but your engine.
If it resembles a snake, yeah. As a belt does, mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. It'd be serpentine. But switchback,
I
not
guess
bad.
So.
I was pretty confident it was switchback.
Oh, I can tell. All right, here's your question.
Oh, Dad, you're on the same page as me, bud.
I hear you.
Wrong book, however. All right. The first webcam watched what kitchen appliance? It was at Cambridge University. They created a webcam. They put this thing on in the kitchen and aimed it at a particular appliance so they could, quote unquote, keep an eye on it.
Is Cambridge a hint?
No. It just happens that it was there, yeah.
Man, it's like you guys think I'm smart. I have no idea. Can I get a couple hints?
I'm going to guess a refrigerator because someone was stealing lunches.
There's a hint. And no, we don't think you're smart.
Well, I ain't going with the hint. I'm going to go microwave.
Teapot?
Ted, you're closest. The coffee pot.
All right, I thought teapot just because it was in Cambridge, right? England?
Like, no one was stealing anyone's lunch, but they were too lazy to check on the coffee pot multiple times. What you looking at there, Miles?
Oh, the chive, apparently.
Good. Good. All right. Multiple choice. President Calvin Coolidge had a pet possum, raccoon, beaver, or chipmunk. Possum, raccoon, beaver, or chipmunk.
Oh, boy. Sorry, what was the president?
A possum, raccoon, beaver,
no,
or
the
chipmunk.
President, not the animal.
Oh, sorry. Calvin Coolidge. Calvin Coolidge.
Coolidge. I don't know. Let's go raccoon.
Oh,
there you go.
All right, bro. That's right. Pet good. Raccoon.
Calvin Coolidge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The Coon Man. I think we should stop calling him that.
Right. Well, when it's all over, at
but
least.
Calvin called him that.
When it's all over, at least I get this hat.
Right. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Also, I don't know why I wanted it to be a pet beaver.
I know.
I just like the idea of President Coolidge in the Oval Office petting his pet beaver.
Brings me comfort.
Hello, Gabby. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola. Gabby, sober, not sober. I'm hoping by the turn signal that you're sober.
I am sober. Fortunately, this was supposed my daughter was going to play, but she had to leave, so she handed the phone to me. But here, play this for me.
I was about to say, Gabby,
yeah,
your voice is kind of deep.
Yeah. Me and Ted looked at each other like, what the? This sounds like the ugliest woman on earth.
All right, Gabby Daddy. Men's room poll. Pick a romantic comedy to watch. Will be Four Weddings and a Funeral, Pretty Woman, The Notebook, or When Harry Met Sally.
Probably Pretty Woman. I've seen that. I didn't bother with any of the other three.
Okay.
Again, I recommend The Notebook. Hilarious. All right, here is your question. Let me set myself up here. All right, here is your question. In Arabic, Spanish, Dutch, Icelandic, and French, this fruit is known as ananas. What is this same fruit in English? In fact, in 42 different languages, ananas is what they call it. But English and the nine others, we call it something else.
Go with apple.
Banana?
You would think banana. Mm-hmm. Pineapple.
Fruit? Pineapple. Oh, ananas is upside down cake.
Yeah. In the 1970s, Mattel sold a doll called Growing Up Skipper. What happened when her arms were turned? That was part of the reason they sold.
I guess she peed.
No, that was Baby Alive.
Did she cry?
She did not cry. Back in the 1970s, if you bought yourself a Growing Up Skipper, when you turned her arms, her breasts grew.
What?
Her breasts grew.
What a deal.
Why did they make that?
To get boys to play with dolls, too, is my guess.
Dang.
I'd have taken that over G.I. Joe. So see if you can find yourself a vintage Growing Up Skipper doll on eBay. Let me know. All right. This is fresh off the presses. For Valentine's Day, who did Kanye West hire to perform in his living room for mustachioed wife Kim Kardashian?
Oh, God.
This just happened.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Kanye West, so I would not have any idea on this one.
I'm not a fan of anyone involved in this scenario, but believe it or not, for Valentine's Day, Kanye West hired Kenny G to perform in his living room for Kim Kardashian.
Because she's a huge fan of Kenny G.
And I'm sure she said, "What did I do wrong? Why are you so angry at me?" I think that would have been my reason. What did I do?
Gabby, question four.
All right.
What meat is a Wiener Schnitzel traditionally made from?
Wiener, what meat? Such sausage and all that. Meat. I'm going to go with pork.
Veal?
Veal.
Wiener Schnitzel. I will say, though, the pork ones are great.
Yes, I have had a pork.
I feel like in America, generally, it's a lot more. It's a pork cutlet than it is veal.
I always thought it was pork because that's, but right. It's not. All right. In the movie The Matrix, what color pill did Neo take?
He took the blue one.
Took the red one, huh?
Took the red one.
Question number six.
I guess blue, too.
I think it's just instinct to take the blue one.
All right, multiple choice. The word virus, it's actually a Latin word. Is it Latin for disease, invasion, enemy, or poison? Disease, invasion, enemy, or poison. Virus is Latin for which?
The enemy.
Poison?
Poison.
That girl is... That girl is virus. Okay.
I think my daughter now really happy that she didn't take these questions because she would have been looking at me and like, I need help. I'm like,
how old's your daughter?
She's 14.
Okay.
She originally called in because I've submitted questions to Thrill and Mike Hawk in the past. You've dubbed me the Toledo affiliate.
Oh, all right. K-E-I-T-H, our Toledo affiliate.
What's going on in Toledo, Ohio today? What's the excitement?
Not really much, other than warming up finally. It's frigid cold is finally going away.
Now, what is your version of cold? Because here in Seattle, we have a version we call cold, but none of us wanted to say it out loud because the rest of the country would have said, shut your whore mouth. So what kind of cold are you talking about?
We had about the negative 30 that one day. God. That was...
We got down to 28, my friend, and it was terrible.
You guys still get lake effect stuff, don't you?
Yep.
Because I
live right near Lake Erie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're the most western part of Lake Erie, so I didn't know if you got it or you kind of avoided it being that close to the western part of it.
Yep.
Did your daughter have any time off from school?
Yes, she did. She's actually, today was the first day they actually went back to school. Then tomorrow they're on winter break for 2 more days.
Like, same didn't have me. No goddamn winter break.
Same with me.
School.
Exact same scenario. And let's just say it, Ted, you hit on this earlier off mic. Parents everywhere so happy.
Oh, yeah.
Man, oh, man. We love spending time with our kids.
Since you're in Ohio, is Gabby a member of the Future Farmers of America? Does she have the wonderful purple corduroy jacket?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
She's more much going through technology and such like her dad does.
Okay. Doesn't want to birth cows. Ugh, what a letdown.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your question. What major American...
We're going to have nobody to work at all these two farms in each state.
Right. What major American city is located in Cooks County? It's not terribly far away from you, geographically speaking.
Cooks County, major city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go probably towards Chicago.
Okay.
Boom.
You got it.
All right. Nice work. Okay.
All right, K-E-I-T-H. Thank you, sir.
But the closest major city to you is Detroit, right?
Yep, that's the closest major city is Detroit, but the way you phrased the question, I'm like, it can't be Detroit. It seemed too obvious. I had to go a little bit west.
Well, you would know Detroit. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're close enough where you right. would know the county. You would have heard it, seen yep. it on a police car, something.
Well, wait, let me ask you this. If you're in Toledo, as far as the NFL goes, do you lean Cleveland? Do you lean Detroit? Like, where did your heart go?
I'm with Detroit all the way.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You know what? You're going to regret that now. It used to be an even split between liking the Lions and the Browns. Like you're gonna, but now the Browns are picking up, man.
Stick with the Rockets.
I mean,
yeah. That's still like, would you like the liver and onions or the Vienna sausage?
Yeah. Right.
Your choice. That's for dinner. Game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLAM or a Big Dummy on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. The head chef, Ted's Meat and Potatoes in the house, has every state's favorite frozen food. We'll do that right after the game, known as Big Dummy. 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Leah. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Dinosaurs.
Hola. Leah, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Leah, welcome to the show. Leah, you got to pick a romantic comedy to watch. Will it be Four Weddings and a Funeral, Pretty Woman, The Notebook, or When Harry Met Sally?
Which one's the shortest?
That's a good question.
Yeah, start with that.
I'll just pick When Harry Met Sally.
All right. We're all kind of tied up here.
I can believe that.
It's close today.
All right, here is your question. There have been 8 episodic TV shows in the United States to produce over 10,000 episodes. 7 of them are soap operas. The 8th is what show on NBC?
Oh. I really don't know.
Okay. And it's still on the air.
Still on the air.
NBC. I was thinking it could be 60 Minutes.
Dateline.
The Tonight Show.
No. Oh.
Damn it.
Oh.
That makes sense. It's got to be on every day.
We got more than 5 days a week.
Oh, my goodness. You just got yourself a Men's Room members only question. This is a question where the answer is one of the members of the Men's Room radio show. Here is your question. Which member of the Men's Room went to high school with a future serial killer? They weren't a serial killer at the time. Well, they found out later when they were in the news for being a serial killer that, you know.
I think I remember Robin saying something about that.
Yeah, she actually dated him. That's exactly right.
No.
Back in high school, they were sweethearts.
No. Let's not.
That's amazing.
Let's not smudge the legacy that far.
What was the guy saying? The legacy has already been smudged enough?
Well, that's fair.
Okay.
Don't bring me into it.
What was his name again? Robert?
Chris Watts.
Yeah.
Obviously, I wrote it in my notebook 100 times, so why wouldn't I know it?
Did he sign your yearbook?
Oh, God, I don't think so.
Well, you in the future.
Are your yearbooks somewhere?
Maybe.
You should check to see if you have his autograph.
I doubt it. He was way too popular for that.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I can see why.
He's popular now. Gabe is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Creepy Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Jeremy, are you sober or not sober?
I'm actually sober. In fact, today is a month clean from booze, guys.
Oh, really? Nice work, buddy.
Yeah.
You should celebrate by going out and getting yourself a heart-shaped pizza.
Or cheesy panty dropper.
Men's room poll, Jeremy. Got to pick a romantic comedy. Will it be Four Weddings and a Funeral, Pretty Woman, The Notebook, or When Harry Met Sally?
When Harry Met Sally, because that's actually pretty damn fun.
All right.
How many times have you seen the movie?
I have a hard time rewatching things that I probably just once.
Okay. I've never seen the movie. I've seen that one scene a million times. That's about it. All right, but there's something about hearing a woman orgasm and looking at Billy Crystal simultaneously that does nothing for me.
Understood. You
know, they could edit him out of that
scene. Wasn't she doing that in front of her mother?
She was like in a diner in front of everybody.
Right. All right, here's your question. Mirrors, believe it or not, are what color? They're made using a type of colored glass, but then they have a silver backing. But you don't see the color because you're just seeing your reflection.
I'm assuming blue.
Black.
Green.
Whoa, green.
Oh.
Interesting.
Trust me, I didn't know either. Uh-oh.
Oh, man, Jeremy, you just hit the Big Dummy daily audio double.
Man, oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, so lucky.
Wow.
Glad to be here.
Well, of course, everyone knows what that sound means. All right, here is your question. Which of the following is making this sound? Is it goats, frogs, bats, or babies? Ah, the soothing sound straight from relaxation tape. Is that goats, frogs, bats, or babies?
I think that's Kermit's mating call. I'm thinking goat or the frog.
Oh, frog is right. Wow.
Why? See, why do you know that?
I would have guessed goats.
I would have guessed goats.
I think I've seen that video clip.
Yeah, okay. Jeremy's as plugged in as we are.
Yes,
yeah, all right. We'll play it again.
But you still shouldn't know what that is.
Robin, hit that again.
I know frog mating calls. No worries.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. Everybody does.
Frog if someone stuff. Said this was a goat.
Like squeezing the last bit of ketchup out of the bottle.
It's too. You can tell it's from a smaller animal.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man. I know goats. Unfortunately,
sounds like someone got like two stitches in their butt. You know what I mean?
Right.
And now it's just like a silly string size opening.
This is the sound that you make if you go commando and nick your testicles with the zipper. That is the sound that comes out of your mouth.
Oh, man.
Or a Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999. Ola still to come. Ted's Meat Potatoes has every state's favorite frozen foods. Noah Sherlock is on the way. And yes, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day coming up here in a few minutes.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.